Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You're listening to the best of Costa and Jansen on 97.1 The Ticket.
You just did the power surge. You had a couple NFC North teams in there. This division has four teams, all of them with a winning record. This is the best division in football. We can definitively say that.
I think it is. I think it's clear that it's the best division in football. It's certainly the toughest division. And I don't know what we're making of the Green Bay Packers. And I'm even though Chicago had one good day, I'm not sitting here saying, oh, Caleb Williams has figured it out.
That's two straight weeks that it looks like the light bulb's gone on.
Okay. Well, oh yeah, I expect him to get better, and I expect him to be a good quarterback in the NFL. I expect him to still be a rookie. And I go back to leadership, Matt Eberflus. I don't think he's the right fit in Chicago for that team. They've got talent. And they're going to continue to get better. But if you look at all the other conferences, certainly in the NFC, no one's going to sit there and say, the NFC West, the South, certainly not, or the East with the Cowboys and the way the Eagles have fallen on their face, especially defensively. The only other division that you could talk about, some in the AFC, is your thoughts on the North with Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland's a dumpster fire, and Cincinnati, like, I'm not ready to bury Cincinnati, even though they're 1-4.
Yeah, it's so tough because I don't think highly of Pittsburgh, and I do think the Bengals are better than their record, but if you take it for what it is, a bad Browns team, Bengals team that's underachieved, Steelers team that feels fraudulent, and the Ravens, we fought about it on the show. I think they're good, but there are some concerns there.
How about the West?
The AFC West, because the Broncos have won three straight. You have the Kansas City Chiefs. You feel like the Chargers are going to be at least a 500 team. Yeah.
Takeaway is the AFC is just not as good as we thought it was.
Sure. No.
There's a lot of teams. And that, I do think you're right about the Bengals, but they're at the breaking point. Like, teams have bounced back from 1-4. I know it's happened several times in my life, though, that they have gotten back into the race. Do they actually get back into it? No. I mean, it's just a catastrophic divisional loss for them at this point to think that they can catch the Ravens. As early as it is, it would take things happening to the Ravens in order, you know, like injuries to Lamar or something, or significant other injuries. But I think the general takeaway is the AFC's garbage compared to what we thought it would be. Like, after Kansas City, it's are the Ravens the second best team, really?
In your power surge, six teams, was it 3-3?
Yeah, because I had Houston in there as well.
Yeah.
So Houston's defense has been kind of a surprise to me. I thought that they would be better defensively. C.J. Stroud has been good, but there's been a turnover issue. Offensively, it's not all on C.J. Stroud.
Nico Collins has hurt his hamstring, too.
Yeah, yeah, Nico Collins is dinged up. I think that's going to be a big deal. And we'll see the signing of Stephon Diggs.
Hopefully, Collins is out for 4 weeks.
I hope not. He's on my fantasy team.
Yeah. Yeah, Sunday night, later on.
I was thinking that about Dallas this week. Is Micah Parsons back? But then I thought, you know what? I don't want him to be out. I want to see Penei Sewell play with his toy. Like, I mean, just
really?
Yeah, I mean, just sit there and throw him around a little bit. It's like a cat. It's like, this is where I become, you know, on your side of the fence there, Jimbo, with your love of cats. It's like a cat playing with his toy.
Yep.
And just tossing it around a little bit, seeing what happens. I'm excited about that. But if he's not, so be it. I don't care.
Going back to the North for a second, okay, I don't think Chicago is this like playoff caliber football team. We talked a lot about that in the offseason, right? The hype machine around Caleb, a rookie, Chicago, Hard Knocks. But I think you're a little dismissive of them, and they're the key to making this argument for the North being the best. John, well, they have not given up 20 points in a game yet this season. I think if you go back to the middle of last year, they have one of the best defenses. And I know we glamorize offense, and LaFleur is a great offensive coach. You might need to give Eberflus, at least as a defensive guy, his side of the ball more credit than you are.
But they were given a gift by opening with Will Levis and the Texans. They played the Colts, who they actually lost to.
Yep.
And
I'm
the
sorry,
Panthers.
They gave up 21 in that game.
Yeah, and the Panthers. So it's three of those games, and then you look at the Rams. Rams have been banged up and haven't performed well, and they played and they lost to the Texans. But you know that I think that the Texans lost. I could look at that and say, okay, they only gave up 19 against the Texans.
My point, though, if that's the worst team in your division and they can
be flirting
with 8 wins this season, I mean that speaks to the quality of this division.
I talked about all of the teams that were either 3-2, 2-3. And Chicago is obviously amongst those 20 teams. Green Bay is amongst those 20 teams. But it's the only division in all of the NFL that does not have a team with a losing record.
Yep.
Now, we'll start seeing some of those things sort itself out because you're going to start to see some more division games. And somebody has to win. Somebody's got to lose. But how real are the Minnesota Vikings? How much do you trust Sam Darnold? How much of it is Kevin O'Connell?
So I go back and forth. Like, you would think Sam Darnold's going to turn into a pumpkin. Like, this is who he is. At some point in October.
Coffee mug slam there. Sorry about that.
At some point, he's going to look like the guy who's the journeyman quarterback. But then I stop myself and I say, hold on. Who's the quarterback of the Detroit Lions? Do I need to be very careful writing guys off? If they find a good situation with a smart staff that sets the quarterback up to be successful, do I need to be careful assuming Sam Darnold's just going to fall apart? And I think I do need to be careful. So I will take the Vikings seriously. Those are games Detroit's going to have to fight and earn, and I expect they will. But I'm not going to just say, hey, Vikings are frauds, they're going to fall apart. They're going to be in this. That final game of the regular season is against Minnesota. Before the year, didn't think it was going to mean a whole lot. It may mean a whole lot now. Take them seriously.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.